Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to start the show out with a prayer, and we're going to write a short one. This is kind of lengthy, but I think we need it. I don't know about you, but I have felt it deep. So if you will, with me. Most gracious Heavenly Father, you are the creator of all life. We humbly come to you at this hour to thank you for the many blessings you have given to each of us. We thank you for your watch care over this nation throughout the years and the wealth of our land and resources. All are from you. Your children have strayed, O God. We do not deserve your blessings. However, we ask for your forgiveness for our wicked and lazy ways. This nation, once called by your name, now acknowledges you again. We need your wisdom, your strength, and your boldness to walk in your ways. Our President, Donald Trump, is under attack. I ask that you reach down to him and give him all that he needs to lead this nation. Be with all your men who surround him in prayer each morning. Guide them with your holy word and your Holy Spirit. To lead our President, O God, help him to overcome the constant barrage of lies and frame-ups he is being pressured with. Work in his heart and keep him strong and brave and bold. Do not let him grow weary or discouraged, but keep him determined in your light. Open the eyes of we the people, that we might see. Open our ears, that we might hear. Open our hearts, that we might know and understand your word and show your love to others. Make us a bold and strong people, bold and strong against the enemy. Only you can rescue this nation from the grips of Satan. You are our God. You are our strength. You are the creator of all life. There is nothing out of your reach. We thank you for all your love, for your caring and forgiving ways. We know we do not deserve them, O God, for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, we come to you. Amen. Amen. Who do you turn to in times of need? This week has once again revealed the evils of our D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, their blatant lack of respect for you and your Constitution, which is supposed to be our contract with them and protection from the liberty of the people. Where is our representation? This week, what we've seen, protests in the street, against climate change, against the abuse of the land, children screaming at adults because we left it in such a mess. And as the protesters went home, they left behind trash for others to clean up. Trash on the land, on the planet that they plan to protect. Hypocrisy? You betcha. More of an ignorance. As my old boss used to say, ignorance gone to seed. We saw the Speaker of the House come before the cameras. She was ready for this. I don't know if any of you are as observant as I am in some respects, because I'm a girl. And I have watched her now that the squad are the younger girls. And Pelosi had kind of been letting herself go, but all of a sudden she's bringing in her makeup artist and her hair artist, and she's pushing it up just a little bit in her makeup department. So she was ready for the cameras. That didn't just happen like that. It was planned. So she comes before the cameras to demand an inquiry of impeachment of the president. They've been calling for his impeachment. They've been screaming these words of impeachment since inauguration, before the man was even in office to do anything. Congress, the House, and the Senate have done very little to support the president of the United States. Someone on Facebook told me that he wasn't elected by the people, he was elected by Electoral College. Well, that's just ignorance, because, you know, the Electoral College happens to be people. They lack the understanding of our government. Congress, they have blocked the appointees. They have plotted and spied against the president at every turn, and against we the people. The president isn't allowed to be a working president. But I believe in my heart that President Donald Trump, whether you like his policies or don't like his policies, whether you like his speech or his tweets or not, I believe he has been the first hands-on president in many, many decades. I believe the president has become just a face, nothing more. It is Congress and the deep state that have been pushing through rules and mandates and regulations, taxes and laws, and constantly violating the Constitution. The debt that we have goes against the Constitution, does it not? Defying the Bill of Rights, ignoring their responsibilities as elected, hired officials. They pass laws that make their illegal actions legal, yet not you. What you didn't hear this week was that the Senate passed a spending bill to keep from shutting down the government. I don't know about you. It's only temporary. It'll come up again in November, I think the 21st. It's only through the 21st of November. So it'll come up again, and there will be a huge ruckus in the media over it. Oh, should we shut the government down? What will President Trump do? That is, if they haven't impeached him by then. Again and again, every November, every December, we hear this. We can't shut the government down. We must pass the spending bill, the omnibus bill, that's full of stuff that costs the people. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to shut them down. I'm ready to send them away, far away. I challenge you, coming back to the beginning of this show, I challenge you, if you are not already, to spend just 5 minutes. It's longer than you think. Set a timer. Spend just 5 minutes in prayer for this nation and the president and the leaders. For all of them, including the ones you don't like. Name them. Spend 5 minutes in prayer each day. Galatians 5:1 tells us, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Satan cannot hold us, and Congress will not bind us, for in our Savior we are free. For such a time as this, the president, President Donald Trump, is in power, defying all the odds, the money spent, the dastardly deeds they plotted against him. He was elected. Ask yourself why. What is the time? What is coming? For such a time as this, we need to be a nation turning back to God. He is calling his people. For such a time as this, we need to bring America home. We're headed into a break. I believe Daniel Turner will be joining us. We'll find out what's happening on the energy field. It's crazy, isn't it? It always is when we're landed in bondage, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I didn't ask my producer. We were talking about something else during the break. Do we have Daniel Turner on the line? All right. We've got Daniel. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Man, I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got a new producer, so we were just getting familiar, and I forgot to ask her if you were there.
And she's a delight on the phone. She's a very nice person.
She is. She is. She's doing a great job. What's been happening? It's been a busy week, my friend.
It has. It has. But it hasn't been busy for me because I don't really talk about the Ukraine very much. And so everyone kind of left us alone.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what they did do? The Senate passed a spending bill. Nobody was looking,
yes.
But it got passed. Yeah.
Exactly. And then they all took another 2 weeks of recess. Now, your listeners need to remember that after their 6 weeks of summer recess, of summer vacation, most of July and into August, they came back the week after Labor Day, and they have been here for 14 grueling days of work, and now they're on another two-week vacation. I mean 14 full days, Monday
How
through Friday.
How can they possibly stand it?
I know. Monday through Friday again, and then Monday through Thursday because they all left last night. But you know what? They are the heroes that our nation deserves, and I wish them a very restful 2 weeks vacation.
I wish them rest, too, because when they come back, I'm planning on hammering them.
Yeah. Now, I do know, having worked in the Senate, I know when they go back, they don't really go on vacation. They are in their districts, and they're meeting with constituents and all that. But it is kind of comical that for the 14 days they were here, they had a couple of hearings on the Ukraine. They gave some grandiose statements, and nothing was accomplished. They didn't talk about spending. They didn't talk about opioids. They didn't talk about China. They didn't talk about so many of the big issues.
Or gun control.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big issue a few weeks ago. We got to ban everybody's guns and confiscate everybody's guns. They didn't talk about that at all yesterday.
Exactly. But something fun in the energy space I'd love to talk to you about, if it's okay, and your wonderful listeners. There's a video that's been circulating, and I actually put it on my social media. Whoever found this, you know, there are some great men and women in America who do yeoman's work, and they're not famous. They just love the truth, and they work from home. But someone found a video from the UN Climate Summit of 1992, and it was held in Rio de Janeiro. And the star of that is a young woman whose name is Severin Cullis Suzuki. And this 14-year-old girl gave an impassioned speech about how the leaders were doing nothing to address climate change, how her generation was going to be the last generation because of their cowardice, because of their greed. And she talked about what the recent UN climate report mentioned. And this was all, you know, the science is settled here, so there's nothing to debate. But in that report of 1992, the Maldives and Bangladesh would be underwater within a decade because of rising sea levels. Sea levels would rise anywhere from 3 to 7 feet. We would stop seeing snow. It would just snow as a physical phenomena, a natural weather phenomena, would no longer happen. There would be no more ice at all at either of the poles, neither the North nor the South Pole, because of rising temperatures, unless they took radical action. And this impassioned, not as angry as Greta Thunberg, but this impassioned 13, 14-year-old girl gave this talk, blasting these leaders. She is now a 40-something-year-old woman. Yeah, she's still around. I have found her online. She is still an environmental activist. She's written many books on the subject.
Go ahead.
Please. I would just like someone to go ask her, what did the science, the settled science, what did the settled science get wrong in 1992, and what do they have right now? There's got to be a methodological correction, right? There's got to be a scientific, in terms of scientific method, something had to have changed that they were not just wrong, they were as wrong as the size of Bangladesh and the Maldives. They were very, very, very wrong in 1992. So why are they so right now? I don't think that's an unfair question to ask.
Al Gore said they didn't get it wrong. He said that a few weeks ago. I wasn't wrong. I was right. Oh, really? You know, and I got a big kick out of some of the protesters, you know, dressed up like polar bears. I think, you know, the polar bear's doing good. They're doing just fine.
No. If you read the news, they're going extinct. There are hardly any polar bears left.
That's not true, though.
There are about 20 times more than there were 50 years ago. The problem is there are too many polar bears.
I don't like polar bears, you know. I don't even like that. I don't even want somebody to give me a stuffed one. I don't like polar bears. It's a traumatic thing. I just don't want to talk about it. But anyway. Nothing they've said back in 1992 and all the way to 2019, nothing they have predicted, not one thing has happened. Not one.
No. And they are never asked to explain what was the mistake. And that is, I think, the issue that if we all collectively pressed on these quote-unquote activists or scientists, that, I think, is a worthy endeavor because it doesn't get into climate denial. It doesn't get into making fun of this poor 13-year-old Swedish girl. It's just an objective scientific question. What was wrong with your data in the 90s, and what is right about it now? And I have never found any, and I've asked that to many, quote-unquote, climate scientists, and I have never gotten an answer.
They probably get angry that you asked it. I mean,
exactly.
But you know, one thing has happened that they have predicted. We have had more mandates, we've had more regulations, and we've had more taxes.
Yep.
That has happened because
that
of what
they
preach.
True.
But none
yes.
of their predictions, none of their gloom and doom, nothing, nada has happened. Their
exactly.
boats are still getting stuck in the glacier ice. The
yep.
polar bears are increasing. And nothing has happened.
Did we talk about the Arctic expedition a couple weeks ago that was stuck in the polar ice?
We
didn't. I don't know if you mentioned that.
I just casually mentioned it. So let's talk about that, because you probably have more information on it.
Yeah, I know. That was, again, as part of the UN. I believe it was from Europe. It left from either Scotland or maybe it left from Scandinavia, but halfway between Norway and the North Pole. They weren't even close. Halfway between Norway and the North Pole, somewhere in the, either that's the North Atlantic or the North Sea, they got stuck in ice and were needed to be rescued by, I don't know what Navy went to go. It wasn't the United States Navy, I'll tell you that much, but some, maybe it was. But the Navy had to come to their rescue, and they were on an expedition to document the loss of polar ice. Yeah. And,
well,
and
this
they
happened
got
a few years ago.
Yes.
So this is the second one that I know of.
And those are the ones we know of. Imagine how many more times it must happen. And unsurprisingly, in the middle of summer, there is going to be less polar ice, right? And that's why they have these trips now, because you can get a little bit closer because the ice is melting. Your listeners may remember, some of them may even be old enough, well, no one's old enough to remember, but it was an iceberg that sunk the Titanic many years ago.
I
don't know if that was climate change, but you know, there have been icebergs.
Or navigational change.
yep,
it was an iceberg that sunk the unsinkable. It certainly was.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just
so
crazy, you know?
It is, and it's just an ongoing discussion I have of the people who use these phrases like the science is settled and there is no room for debate. And the reason why, and if people shout at you, if your listeners ever use this line, and they shout, how can you question science? I'm not questioning science. I'm just questioning history, because for a long time you have told us this, and it's never been remotely correct. So why is it correct now? The science is settled. That's not a good answer. It's just not.
The science is settled on one thing. There is male and there is female. That is biology, and that is settled. But science in general is never settled, because they're always looking at more facts, more data. They're always questioning things. So it's not settled. And the data they have, it varies. So it's not settled. And none of their predictions have come true. Therefore, I think they got some things wrong. They might have put some numbers in the wrong place or something. I'm not a biologist. I'm not a scientist. But I can observe. Nothing ever has happened that they have predicted.
Nope.
We are out of time on this first segment. Daniel, you're so much fun. Thank you so much for being with us every Friday. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
so much.
Thanks, Beth. Have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public.
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Friday. We have open mics on Friday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We have Neil from Missouri. He wants to talk about global warming. Neil, is it warm where you are? How are you doing, Neil?
Yeah. Oh, doing fine today. It finally quit raining.
Oh, you had some rain, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. The wind was worse than anything, and it blew doors open and blew the rain into buildings and made a mess. But anyway, this global warming thing is they keep yakking about it, a threat in the future. You know, they keep saying it's going to do this, it's going to do that.
Essential.
But we have a threat we're facing immediately. It could happen right now while we're talking, and that's a solar flare. That's an EMP, a pulse. That's FEMA shutting down the power grid so they can disarm the American public. I mean, this is a real and immediate threat. Now, as far as the EMP and the solar flares, people can protect their electronic equipment by, you know, keeping their stuff stored or keeping it in Faraday, even their vehicles. They park, you know, build a Faraday cage inside their garage. They can park their vehicle in there. And if the vehicle happens to be in there when the flare hits or when the EMP hits, then its electronics will be protected. Or if you're 10 feet underground with your stuff, all your stuff's protected. The problem is the power grid. And for over 20 years, the Union of Concerned Scientists have been on Congress case trying to get the $200 billion it's going to take to protect the power grid of the United States. And Congress simply won't approve the funding to get it done. So,
are you busy sending money to foreign countries?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and worrying about global warming, which is a BS
crazy
to start with.
And, hoax.
And, yeah, it's a hoax. You know, and but it's not, even if it was true, it's still not an immediate threat, not like the shutdown of the power grid. I mean, even a terrorist attack to take down a power grid, they took down the power grid in Silicon Valley in 2014 when they shot up that transformer substation out there. And the only reason Silicon Valley was back online, you know, 48 hours later is because they were able to reroute electric in there from another transformer substation. So if it hadn't been for that...
It's very vulnerable, and we know that. And like you said, they've been trying to get Congress to do something, but Congress doesn't do their job. That doesn't make them any money. They're too busy making money. And there's a reason that Nancy Pelosi is worth $200 million.
Oh,
it's
not
because
she didn't start out that way,
to help
she went
fix
to
the
Congress.
Power grid. Yeah, all of them. Yeah, I agree. Neil, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Always reminding us of what is actually important. Appreciate it so much. I want to go back to the Senate and what they did this week. They did it on yesterday. And, of course, all we saw on the news, and I watched it. I had to be gone a little while last night, but I watched it. And all we saw and all we heard was this thing with the president and the impeachment and Biden. Now, Biden... I'm going to disagree with one of the commentators that I really, really like, because they make the comment, I think he's a nice guy. No, he's not a nice guy. He's a crook. He's a crook that can deliver verbally. And we have fun because he messes up a lot. But he's not a nice guy. He's always been a cheater. Remember the plagiarism scandal back in the day with Joe Biden? He's a crook. He's the one who threatened a foreign entity, not President Donald Trump. I have read the transcript of the phone calls. He didn't do anything. And he talked just like he always talks. Laura Ingraham said, let's see, what is his verbiage? You know, you can kind of get used to somebody. And over again in his speeches and everything, he says, he would say, I need a favor. I've got a favor to ask. I need a favor. That's how he talks. He shouldn't have said it. But that's how he talks. He didn't say, I'm going to tell you this 7 times and you need to listen. Like Shifty Shift wants you to believe. He made that up. And he should be kicked out of Congress for lying during that hearing. It's not a parody. It was a lie. And it was meant to... sway people who don't have that in front of them and haven't read it. So if you need it, I have it, or you can go to your local library and get it. It's just a couple pages. What, 3 pages? 4 pages? But the complaint against him was 12 pages or 14, something like that. Very well written by lawyers. Not by the guy who's complaining. And the guy who's complaining, I'm really straying from what I wanted to talk about. The guy who's complaining didn't even witness what happened. It was all hearsay from somewhere else. I want to know who the someone else was. I want to know who the lawyers were that wrote this for him. And I want to know who he is. Because this is a serious threat against the President of the United States, and we, the people, have a right to know who is saying what and when and where. He gets no protection from we, the people, if he has done us such a favor. But they're not going to tell you that, because he needs to be protected. Well, protect him like you protected Hillary. But while all of this was going on, and we were going, ooh, shiny, ooh, scandal, ooh, this, ooh, that, what are they going to do? The Senate, well, the House had already done it, but the Senate passes a spending bill. You know, they never have any problem truly at the end coming together to spend your money. That seems to be nonpartisan. The Senate passed the package to avoid a shutdown. Did you know we were on the verge of a shutdown yesterday? I didn't know that. I thought we were impeaching the president. To avoid the shutdown, the Senate passed the package with 82 votes and 15 or 16 Republicans against it. This is the Republicans. The new legislation is supposed to avert a shutdown so that leadership can time the government funding bill to right before the Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks. You know, mark the holiday. They always do it. They do it every year. Every single year. Leadership wants to force members to vote for whatever comes to the floor. That's what they do. That's why they bring it down to the holiday season. Hurry up, get this done, get it out of here. So don't think that Mitch McConnell is a conservative with your money. He's not. And Mitch McConnell, he should be issuing subpoenas for some of these people that have been doing dastardly deeds against your president or the president, even if you don't want to call him your president. I didn't particularly like the things that President Obama was doing, but he was our president regardless. He represented us, even if he did a poor job of it. The CR being voted on today, which was yesterday, is the swamp in all its glory, in which both parties come together to kick the can to a future date designed specifically to increase pressure to maximize spending, not minimize, maximize spending rather than constrain it. In doing so, it harms the very servicemen and women upon whose back Republicans are quick to mortgage our futures by decreasing defense planning and predictability, Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy told the Daily Caller. We know what they're going to do. He says it's disgusting, and it is disgusting. When are we the people going to say enough is enough? Impeach Congress. They're the ones that are causing all the trouble at the border, in your taxes. They cause climate change. It isn't real. Impeach Congress. You want to cure climate change? Change Congress. That's all it's going to take. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Cut and got on my soapbox. And we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I got a little bit heated up. You know what? It just disturbs me. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but we feel like, what could we do? Well, we're the ones who messed it up. Because we keep electing. Who elects Pelosi? Who elects Maxine Waters? Who elects Mitch McConnell? Who kept putting Paul Ryan in there? We knew Paul Ryan was going to go against the president, but they put him in there anyway. Thanks, Wisconsin. I love you. You know I do. Why do we do that? Why does Missouri my Republican friends are not going to like me, but why does Missouri keep putting Roy Blunt in there? Presidents. They come and they go. We have good ones. We have bad ones. They have term limits. You don't have to impeach them unless they've done something that's truly, truly treasonous, truly criminal. That hasn't happened. Bill Clinton did. But what he got impeached for wasn't the crime he should have been impeached for. We went after Whitewater and we got a blue dress from Monica Lewinsky. Do you ever wonder why? Why did it end up a sex scandal? Congress stays. Presidents come and presidents go. Congress stays. The Democrats were all for fixing the wall when it was Obama's idea, but they didn't do it. I want you to understand that. They were for it, but they didn't do it. Just like the Republicans aren't doing it now. And like I said, they hate this president because he's not one of them and he's messing up their racket. because Congress has a racket going, and they have got in cahoots with the CIA and the FBI, and I cannot get it off of my mind how Hillary just happened to walk off with FBI files back in the day. What do you think? We have Jim from Missouri. He's going to take me off topic here, but we're going to go to Jim. Jim, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. I want to give you a little background on this climate change.
Climate change?
a good friend of Ray Cuneo, which you and I know well.
Yeah.
Henry Lamb, who's now deceased, went to the UN meetings for 20 years and got the documents. This all started in the United Nations because they could not figure out a way to bring everyone together for global governance. They decided this would do it. So they said, we've got to support this idea, even though science does not support it. At the same time they did that, another group of scientists met in Leipzig, Germany, and said, this is baloney, this is all wrong, and we're against it. So there was two sides to the story at the very beginning, but it started, I think, Rio de Janeiro Conference, United Nations, where it all began.
I remember when they went to Rio de Janeiro and Henry Lamb was there.
Yes. The rise of global governance, everybody should read. It tells the whole story.
And I have them right here. For $7.50, I've got them. And they were written by Henry Lamb, who is deceased. And
Henry Lamb is extremely credible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Most people don't know where it started, but that was the beginning of this whole thing.
You're absolutely right. And I do remember, I wrote this down when Daniel was talking about that Rio de Janeiro in 1992. Now, I wasn't working for Dairy in 1992, but they had another one. And that would have been in 96 or 8 or something like that. I don't know when it was. But I remember that one, and I was thinking that one was also in Rio de Janeiro. And I could be wrong. Somebody can correct me on that. We can look it up. But Henry Lamb was there.
Yeah.
He has been there. Thank you,
Jim. He was a contractor draining a cornfield. And he got stopped by the soil police. He got so mad he formed an organization, then a national organization, and he got a seat at the UN as an NGO, non-governmental official, and he took notes of everything they did.
Yes,
so
he did.
This is quite a story.
It is. It is, and it's such a hoax against the American people and all the people across the globe. It's you know what Derry used to say, they can't bring us up, so they have to bring us down to the third world country status, and that's exactly what they want to do. That's what Bernie Sanders is preaching.
They need to look it up.
Absolutely. Don't take our word for it, but I do have thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you again, my friend. You know, how long are we going to put up with the lies? Are we going to sit here like the little guinea pigs and the little monkeys that just get told what to do, jump when we're tossed a banana or whatever it is, get all excited? Oh, we're going to send you $600 of stimulus money. Oh, yay! Wait a minute. Didn't I send you $1,200? Didn't I send you $3,000? Didn't I send you $6,000? I don't know how much it is. Remember that when we got all excited about a $600 stimulus check from the government? Where did they get that money? From you? They have no trouble spending your money. They have no trouble lying to you. Shifty Schiff sat there, and lied to the American people yesterday in that hearing when he read what was a parody of what the conversation was. I have the conversation. If you can't get to a local library, you send me a buck or two and I'll get it to you. I'm out of paper. I got to get to Staples and get some more paper. We just buy a few reams at a time. It's all we can afford. You need to be informed. You need to be on your knees praying for this nation. Praying for the people. Praying for the president. Pray for those who are doing these evil things. They need saved. Do we care? Or do we only care about what's happening with us? Sometimes that's all I care about. They had no trouble spending your money. None whatsoever. They have no trouble standing there, sitting there, lying to you. Knocking down a guy that's a representative of you. Telling the truth. They have no problem smacking their gavel on the table. Your time is up. You cannot talk anymore. How dare you speak truth here in this hearing? That was about the border. You know, I have here. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's why they lie to you. If there's one thing they don't want for we the people, it's for us to be free. That's why they removed God. That's why they removed the truth. That's why they only say something about the Constitution when it suits them. They push socialism, which isn't freedom. And it's time that we the people stood up to get on our knees to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.